Greetings from the holy city of Jerusalem. My name is Gabby Elabuni.
And I'm Megan Elabuni. And together, we serve on behalf of the Rocky Mountain Synod as missionaries with ELCA Global Mission deployed to Israel and Palestine. We work with the ELCA's Young Adults in Global Mission Program, or YAGM. The YAGM program is one of the ELCA's most exciting and life-changing ministries with young adults. Each year, approximately 75 young adults from across the ELCA between the ages of 21 and 29 spend a year living and serving in one of 10 country programs around the world, in Africa, Asia, Australia, Europe, Latin America, and right here in Jerusalem and the West Bank, where we serve as the country coordinators. Here in Jerusalem and the West Bank, we and our YAGM volunteers work in partnership with the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Jordan and the Holy Land. The YAGM volunteer in the educational ministries of the church, including three K-12 schools, a university college of arts and culture, a preschool, an environmental education center, and more. Our YAGM also build relationships with Palestinian host communities and congregations and learn a little about the life and culture of this place, including learning some Arabic. Here in the time of COVID-19, the pandemic has absolutely affected life and ministry here as around the world. Holy Land tourism, which provides the livelihood for so many Palestinians and Israelis, is at a complete standstill at a time that is usually the busiest out of the whole year. Also, the churches, synagogues, and mosques are all closed in one of the most religiously active parts of the world. Even our YAGM program, due to the coronavirus, has been put on sabbatical until the year 2021.
But we still have hope. Like Christians around the world, our Palestinian Lutheran siblings in Christ remember that even though churches are empty this year, the tomb was also empty. As Bishop Ibrahim Azan reminds us, we can look at the world with resurrection eyes to see signs of new life in the midst of fear and death, reminding us that nothing, not even the coronavirus, can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And this time has also shown us that across all of the borders and boundaries separating human beings by nation, religion, language, race and ethnicity, gender and sexuality, still, we are all human beings and human being together on one planet loved by God. So as far away as we are from you, our beloved Rocky Mountain Synod, we are also as close together as this message, this moment, and this shared experience of vulnerability and faith. We are one in the Spirit and one in the Lord. So in that one Spirit, we invite you to join us in prayer. Gracious God, from the hills of Jerusalem to the Rocky Mountains, from the desert places to the rivers and grassy plains, we lift our prayers to you in a strange and fearful time. Our flowers bloom and our plants wither. We celebrate graduations and weddings, but we cannot gather. We grieve times of illness and death where we cannot hold the hand of those we love. God, we lift this uncertain time and this hurting world to you. We pray for first responders and healthcare workers, for farmers and retail workers, for business owners and for all those now unemployed, for those struggling to stay at home, and for those who do not have safe homes in which to stay. We pray for those suffering from COVID-19 and for their loved ones. We pray for those in need of your care in the Rocky Mountain Synod and in Palestine and Israel and throughout the world. This we pray in the name of the one who proclaimed good news to the poor, who fed the hungry and healed the sick, who opened his arms on the cross to all, and who rose again to defeat all the powers of death and evil. Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus Christ, our Lord, now and forever. Amen.
We greet you from Jerusalem and hope you have a wonderful rest of the Synod Assembly. Thanks for letting us be with you. Take care.